From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Prime Minister of Tunisia says a new government will be announced tomorrow. The president had left the country suddenly Friday night after weeks of anti-government protests. Sporadic violence has been reported since then, with gun battles today outside the Interior Ministry, the headquarters of the opposition party, and the presidential palace in a suburb of Tunis. Eleanor Beardsley reports that some Tunisians fear that the police might be behind some of the violence.
Actually, a lot of people here think that the militia, the police that were very loyal to Ben Ali, that they are starting troubles and still trying to make things chaotic, not only in Tunis, but I heard in the south of the country. And I asked a person, you know, how do you feel about the military and the police? He said, the military are correct. They're good. They've never done anything wrong. He said, we hate the police.
Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Tunis. The sudden expulsion of the president in Tunisia may be encouraging protests in Jordan, demanding the government's resignation over inflation and unemployment. Dale Gavlak in Amman says demonstrators from the left and the right have joined the protests.
More than 1,000 people called on Prime Minister Samir Rafai to step down, saying change is at the door. Lawyer Lean Hayat says she's an independent who felt she had to register her opposition to the government's policies by her presence.
We had a very big gap between the government and between the people. Many legislations are against the people's benefits. I do believe that they do understand it, but they are not capable enough to change their policies.
Jordan's government recently slashed prices and taxes on some foods and fuels, but critics say they don't go far enough. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
President Obama is congratulating Sudan for its week-long referendum. Results are expected to show support for independence for the South. The president said in a statement that the sight of so many Sudanese voting in peaceful and orderly elections is an inspiration to the world. In South Korea, people are seeing one of the coldest winters in decades. Michael Ree reports from Seoul, temperatures in some cases have plunged below minus 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Cities throughout the country have been witnessing record lows this weekend. According to Yonhap News, the southern port city of Busan broke a record set more than 90 years ago, back in 1915. It wasn't as freezing here in Seoul, which saw its coldest temperatures in a decade, but that didn't stop Chun Kyung-il from selling popcorn on the street. It hasn't been this cold in years. It's extremely cold, but I can still move, so I have to work. Record lows have gripped the country all winter and have driven Korea's energy consumption to all-time highs. For NPR News, I'm Michael Ree in Seoul.
More floods are expected today in Brazil, where more than 600 people have died. This is NPR News. A chairlift at a ski resort malfunctioned in Ohio yesterday, leaving stranded skiers and snowboarders dangling 30 feet from the ground for several hours. It happened at Alpine Valley in Munson Township, east of Cleveland. Responders threw blankets and hand warmers to the more than 80 people while they installed ropes and pulleys to lower them to safety one by one. Eventually, emergency crews were able to rescue everyone. There were no injuries. General Motors is expanding a recall of sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. WDET's Jerome Vaughn reports a faulty part could cause the rear axle to lock up.
The recall includes a dozen different models from 2011, including the Cadillac Escalade SUV, as well as the Chevrolet Avalanche and GMC Canyon pickup trucks. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says pins in the rear axle may not have been heat-treated, making them more susceptible to fracture. Broken pins could allow the rear axle to lock, increasing the possibility of a crash. GM had originally recalled 1,200 vehicles last month, but expanded the action to more than 26,000 after finding more trucks with the faulty parts. The automaker is advising owners not to drive the vehicles until the rear axle pins have been replaced by dealers. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
The father of the youngest person who died in the shootings in Tucson a week and a day ago says some of her organs were donated to a young girl in the Boston area. John Green told the Boston Globe he received a phone call about the transplant, but didn't know any details about it. 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green had gone to meet the congresswoman last Saturday because of her interest in government. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.